It is 5:45, and usually it would be time for the best 5 minutes of the day, but having a bit of challenge in that regard this morning, as our buddy Jason Kanz, in calling him this morning, it was telling us that it's just going right to voicemail, and so we need to hopefully work that out with him another way. Yeah, and he did it. He came through for us this morning. In the clutch, like Tommy DeVito for the Giants. Good morning.
Good morning. I was like, why hasn't Mark called me? And my phone never rang.
Yeah. It went right to voicemail.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Your phone has its own personality.
I don't know what to do about it. It's something else.
Well, thank you for stepping up and improvising here, because I was going to try to message you on Facebook Messenger and ask you to do this, so.
Well, good. I'm glad I got through.
Yeah. We need to do a better job of publicity, because I came across somebody yesterday that we both know, and they asked about you, and I said, yeah, I talked to you weekday mornings at 5:45, and they were like, wow, that's early.
It is. It requires people getting up a little earlier than normal.
Yeah, I'm like, Jason goes to bed early. He gets up, you know, by 5, and so.
Yeah, yeah.
It all works.
Little later last night was at the Memorial choir concert last night. So our kids surprised us with being the student director for one of the songs. And we didn't know that was coming. So that was fun to watch.
I saw a little bit of that video. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really neat. We didn't even know that was coming. So.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, good surprises there.
Yeah.
So, more Christmas concerts to come?
Yes. Thursday, we have a concert, friends and family concert at North, where it's combined North and Memorial. And then next Monday is the Memorial Band concert. So, yeah, definitely more stuff coming up in the entertainment world. So,
See, I was driving back, listening to the Packer, driving back from doing the Chi-Hi boys basketball game, and Prescott beat them 71-68. Good game last night, but listening to the Packer game, and I was just like, you know, Jason played high school and college football, and we've only sparingly talked about that. My question was, like, what enduring memory do you have of being a high school and even a college football player?
But certainly with high school, we had a very small team.
Oosberg High School.
Yeah, Oosberg, yeah. I think my senior year we had a total of, with bringing up three sophomores, I think we had a total of 16 guys playing 11-man football. And so my enduring memory there is we did a lot of endurance training, so lots and lots and lots and lots of sprints.
Yeah.
To the point where you'd get physically sick.
Wow.
You know, we focus less on physical strength, which certainly is important for football, but, you know, most of us never left the field. And so it was, you had to have the wind to be able to go with it. So,
yeah.
And I think for me, the other thing with transitioning to college football is we spent much less time on doing running and sprints and much more time on strength training.
Okay.
Because we had a big team. So,
yeah. Interesting. Okay, so not necessarily. Yeah. It's more of what sticks with you is the practice and the.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other memories. You and I could probably visit for a long time about that.
Sure.
But good stuff.
And you played how many years of college football?
Just 1 year of college football. I was on the track team all 4 years, but I did play football for one.
And you did shot put and discus?
Shot put and discus. Yep.
Yeah.
And if you ask me about college track, I would tell you one of my best memories is throwing shot put against an Olympic shot putter. And that was a treat.
Huh.
You know, none of us were even in the same category as this guy. He was just there doing a training competition. And it was astounding to watch somebody at that elite caliber throwing.
Yeah, right. The dedication, right? Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
All right. Hey, we're up to, 13 days till Christmas. It's December 12th, the Tuesday, and we got Luke 2:8-9 today.
Sounds good. says, that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified.
All right, and in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, that people could still order in time for Christmas from Amazon, is this, you say, not far off, there were shepherds out in the fields who were watching their flocks and keeping them safe from predators. Once again, I sent one of my angels to announce that my son was born. I was also excited about what was taking place, and I could not wait to say something. My son, the Savior of humanity, was born, initiating the most extraordinary rescue mission in history. I surrounded the angel with my glorious light. The shepherds were overwhelmed by my glory because it was unlike anything they had ever witnessed. Closing thought.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what that would have been like. What would you do with that if an angel of light appeared in the field like that? I mean, just what an amazing thing to bear witness to.
Yeah, and I guess I've just underlined initiating the most extraordinary rescue mission in history. That's dramatic and well said there. So.
Yeah, I mean, history turns on that, right? I mean,
for sure.
That life, that event. So
absolutely. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Our buddy Jason Cans. We got to get the billboard up, I guess, promote this gig a little bit better. Speaking of fun, I got to tell you, Caleb, it's Contest Caleb. That should be his nickname. So many things he comes up with. And the latest is, where are you headed for Christmas? Tell us, and we might be helping you pay for the fuel to get there. That's right, now through the 21st of December, and that's just 9 days away. All you got to do is call the WIB listener line. You know it, 715-396-1670. Introduce yourself and tell us where you're going, where you're driving for Christmas, and so many folks driving at least 50 miles, and who you can't wait to see. And well, give me an example here. We've got an example from this listener who called and left this.
Hi, this is Julie from Rice Lake. I am calling about the Home for the Holidays. And this is my first Christmas without my mom and my dad. And it's been a tough one. But I am blessed with a bonus mom who has treated me like a daughter since I was 6 years old. And I'm super excited to be able to go down to southern Wisconsin and enjoy time with her and my sister. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Outstanding. Well, again, she's got a chance to win. These five randomly selected callers who will win a $100 gift card from Quick Trip, courtesy of WWIB and the great folks at Marquardt Motors Certified Service. It's that easy. Julie could be one of the five who wins that $100 gift card to help cover those fuel costs. The Home for Christmas Road Trip Contest presented by Marquardt Motors Certified Service. So go ahead and leave us a message on the WIB listener line like Julie did at 715-396-1670. Caleb, what's going on with you and Livia?
Yeah, yesterday was the weigh-in. I mentioned looking forward to it, saying, hey, could I get to that 40-pound plateau? I was at 39.2 pounds down through just 10 weeks with Livia. Again, if you haven't checked this out, LIVEA.com or Livia Weight Control Center down in Eau Claire. And just telling you, hey, really think about taking this step for your own health here before the end of the year. Don't push it off any longer and say, I'll do this in January. Make that stop into Livia right now and find out, again, get a plan for the holidays. It doesn't mean that you can't still enjoy the foods for Christmas. They've got great guides for that to just help you control portions and make sure you can still enjoy those get-togethers, but have a plan. I call it kind of like the Dave Ramsey of weight loss. So instead of having a plan for every dollar, you're having a plan for every meal. And it really, really, truly does work. So through 11 weeks.
All right. Drum roll.
I am down now to 43.2 pounds lost.
Say that again. How much?
43.2. I was down another 4 pounds this week. So 11 weeks, 43.2 pounds lost. And within striking distance of the goal, again, trying to hit 46 pounds lost unless we decide there's a little bit more I can lose. But could even hit it as soon as next week. So
is
excited.
That's your biggest weight loss in a while in terms of 1 week, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Caleb, I imagine if I get invited to like 100 events, I can't go to all of them. So I may have to say no sometimes, right?
Yeah, and here's, again, they do research on the psychology of all sorts of things. And people often feel obligated to accept invitations to events that they don't want to attend fearing the social consequences of saying no. But this new study suggests that, you know what, those fears may often be unfounded, especially if you have a good relationship with the person that you're declining the invitation from.
Yeah. In fact, in one experiment, participants who imagined turning down an invitation believed it would have those negative effects, such as anger and disappointment from their inviter. However,
those who imagined giving the invitation did not feel the same level of negativity. So again, I guess this is all just, you know, practice, so to speak. But they're saying, you know what? Hey, it's okay. If someone's like, no, I'm not going to be able to make it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that your friendship is ended.
Yeah. Another experiment involving couples found that those who rejected their partner's invitation believe their partner would feel angrier and think they didn't care about them.
The researchers suggest that people consistently overestimate how upset someone will be when an invitation is declined, even in long-lasting relationships. So maybe this is good news for the introverts. Now, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to go to some things, but you know what? A lot of times, if you have a legitimate reason for not being able to go, it's okay to say, you know what, not going to be able to. And it's honestly something that I have been trying to work on personally too, because I can tend to overcommit for certain things. And I've started to tell people, it's like, you know what, I have a busy work schedule and I have young children, and I've decided to commit more to them rather than, you know, I've been asked to help with certain things and good causes, and just had to say, no, I'm afraid I can't. And you know what? They've always responded very kindly to that. So,
Yeah, I'm a people pleaser, and yet I love people. I love being with people, extrovert. And yet at the same time, you know, sometimes you have to weigh it out and recognize the importance of margin and priorities and things like that.
And also, if you're like me and you realize, wow, there are less than 2 weeks until Christmas, and I'm still thinking in birthday mode for the kids. Speaking of which, I'll have a birthday shout out. Can I just do that now?
Yeah,
real quick. We have a new teenager in the household, the Swenson household today. Lily, happy birthday, honey. I love you so much. Turning 13 today.
Wow.
Lily is just smart and artistic and creative, and just, I love her kindness and compassion. I mean, just has such a big heart for others. So, yeah, I love my little girl who's now a teenager today, but happy, happy birthday, Lily.
Fantastic. Lily, here's a special shout out as well.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday, and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday. Teacher says, asleep with my pillow things feels just like angel's wings.
Promo code WWIB at mypillow.com.
So I should mention, again, as I'm wishing a happy birthday to Lily, my teenager, that's her voice on there, the sweet little voice, too. And yet it wasn't from years and years ago. I asked her to do a little voice acting to sound like a sweet little girl of a much younger age, and she did that. So anyway, just another reason I'm proud of my birthday girl today. Love that MyPillow ad. Well, we love giving you the shot to win Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. We'll give you the question in a moment. Today, this is what we have for a prize for you from our friends James Allen Hall and Whitney Hall. They're in Minnesota, but of course, you knew them from Calvary and Eau Claire for so many years. They have a clothing company called C4Gear.com. See the number 4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation, to spark conversations about things that matter. And they're giving you the chance to win one of their t-shirts for free, a coupon code and free shipping. Again, C4Gear.com. So really cool Christian apparel. We'll give you a shot to win a t-shirt if you get this correct. 715-723-2555. And the question, Havo, is as follows, and there's always a little bit of a debate trying to figure out what can we find that will stump people for just a little bit. All right, I've bought enough time because I lost where the question was. Here we go. About 40% of us struggle to do this. Simple question. About 40% of us struggle to do this, but how difficult will the answer be to find?
Somebody thinks they know right away. A very quick call response at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I thought I pressed the button, but say it again. Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony.
All right, Tony. About 40% of us struggle to do this. What do you think, Tony?
eat breakfast in the morning.
Eat breakfast in the morning. I found out again with Livia that that is a habit that I should have been having.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, get jump started there. It is not eat breakfast in the morning. Call us back, Tony. Always good to hear from you. 715-723-2555.
My guess, as soon as Kid, we were kind of trying the question out, had to do with the morning as well, but it wasn't that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'm calling from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney.
Is it struggle to get up in the morning?
That was what I guessed.
Is it struggle to get up in the morning? Halvo was incorrect, and you are as well. But thank you, Courtney. Call us back, please.
Yeah, that is tough. I always think of the song, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, Should Have Been Waking Up is Hard to Do. So 723-2555. All right, we had two quick guesses from Tony. And Courtney, what about you? Your name doesn't need to end in Y to call. 723-2555. 723-2555. What's the question again, and what's the prize?
About 40% of us, about 4 in 10 of us, struggle to do this. Struggle to do what? The prize is a free shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation.
All right. People are busy, ordering their Christmas gifts 13 days before Christmas.
I would say this prize would be a great Christmas gift that won't cost you a cent. 715-723-2555.
You should get into sales.
Right? Right. You'd think maybe I've tried this for a little bit. Again, about 4 in 10 of us, about 40% of us struggle to do this. Struggle to do what?
Maybe call a radio station. Hi, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Ondovi with my son, Jaden.
Hey, right. Dave and Jaden.
And we are thinking about flossing.
Flossing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to the dentist once every 6 months, and it's like, do you floss? That's and as your gums are bleeding, you're like, yep.
That's a great guess, but not what we're looking for.
Dave and Jaden, thank you. We've heard from Ondovi. We've heard from Rice Lake. We've heard from Menominee. Have we heard from you?
Taking some roll call this morning on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Leah. I'm calling from Shell Lake.
Right, Shell Lake. Love it.
I'm going to guess fall asleep.
Do we struggle to fall asleep? Do 4 in 10 of us struggle to fall asleep? Leah from Shell Lake. I was just in Shell Lake the other day.
Another great guess. Counting sheep. Is that what we got to do? It's not it.
But good to hear from you.
Well, a hint just occurred to me there. But anyhow, 723
It's early for the hints.
I know it is. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta.
Hey, Greg.
How about nicely wrap a Christmas present?
Oh, goodness.
Very great, timely guess there.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I enjoy wrapping presents, but I wouldn't say I'm very accomplished at it.
My dad was really good
I'm
at it. I'm not.
It.
Apparently, you're only supposed to use 3 pieces of tape to correctly wrap a present.
Ah, okay.
I use way more
than
that.
Right.
Yeah. Is it 40% of us struggle to wrap a Christmas present well?
No.
No, but thank you for making me think about how I need to start wrapping mine.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Courtney from Rice Lake again.
Hi, Courtney.
Is it lose weight?
Is it lose weight? Do 40% of us struggle to lose weight?
Is this really just kind of an intended way to promote Livia?
I know, we're just doing it in all different facets.
That's not it.
And again, a lot of these, it doesn't mean that it could
not
be a different percentage, but just, yeah. Not the specific.
This is the last guest this go around. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Boa.
All right, Sherry.
Boomer.
Yep.
I'm going to guess return phone calls or emails.
Tuesday trivia.
Try number 2 on this, 715-723-2555. If you'd like to take a guess, our question is this. About 40% of us struggle to do this. About 4 in 10 of us struggle to do what? 715-723-2555. Our prize today, a free t-shirt and free shipping from C4Gear.com. That's the letter C, the number 4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation. Just check it out. You will be amazed again at these designs. It's very attractive. Clothing looks fantastic, but also, again, has a message, has a purpose. You'll really love that for yourself and for gifts for others. So that's what we're giving away today. Again, about 40% of us struggle to do what? We've heard from Menominee. We've heard from Rice Lake, Mondovi, Shell Lake, Augusta, and Bloomer. Have we heard from you? Here are some of the incorrect answers so far. About 40% of us struggle to do what? It's not eat breakfast. It's not struggle to get up in the morning. It's not flossing, not falling asleep, not wrapping a Christmas present well. It's not losing weight. It's not returning phone calls or emails. None of those. Your guess is please, 715-723-2555.
All right, we're getting some calls. Let's go to the phones here on WWIB, and we like to ask. This is also kind of disguised as roll call. Where are you at? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mary from Ridgeland.
Hi, Mary.
And I'm thinking it's getting up off the floor.
Getting up off the floor?
Okay. Like if you fall, get down to do something, and then getting up off the floor.
Yeah, sure.
Saying, help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I mean, it could even be when you're wrapping Christmas presents and then you realize, wow, it's a lot harder. As I'm sitting on the floor wrapping these Christmas presents, it's a lot harder to get up than I thought it was going to be. Is that what we are looking for? About 40% of us struggle to get up off the floor. No, but good to hear from Ridgeland. Thank you, Mary. Call us back.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Spooner.
Hi, Lori.
And my guess is drink enough water.
Do 40% of us struggle to drink enough water? And again, what is it? 8 8-ounce glasses per day? Is that what we're supposed to have?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. Like half your weight in ounces of water and... I tell you what, if that is not the answer, well, let's see. But it's not what we're looking for, but it could be 40% or more of us.
Good to hear from Spooner this morning. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Again, not everything is a commercial for Livia, but yeah, drink enough water. Mm-hmm. That's been important in my life.
Let's try to attach Livia to every answer. Hi.
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Paul from Willard.
Hey, Willard. Paul. We haven't heard from Willard yet. Hey, Paul, what do you think?
Hey, I'm thinking it's shoveling our sidewalks.
Oh, shoveling your sidewalks, yeah. Do 40% of us struggle with that?
It's not shoveling our sidewalks, but thank you. Good to hear from Willard. Call us back.
Where's Willard?
Out to the west. I'm pointing to my left.
The west?
Out to the west. I'm not good with directions, but yeah, out that way.
Very good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrath.
Hey, Jack from Conrath. What do you think?
Is it trying not to fall asleep while you drive your car?
Is it trying not to fall asleep while driving a car? So do 40% of us struggle with drowsiness while driving? Would that be a good consensus of your answer there, Jack?
Yep. Good thinking. Is that it?
Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Jack.
It's not, but thank you, Jack from Conrath.
All right. Good to hear young listeners. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kay from Ladysmith.
Hi, Kay.
Hi. I think it might be clipping our toenails.
Do 40% of us struggle to clip our toenails? And you think,
I don't know.
Well, no, but I mean, you can be thinking, it's like, people aren't seeing those while I'm wearing socks. It's not like it's flip-flop season, so I can kind of skip it.
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking for? Kay from Ladysmith?
It's not, but Kay, I think you're the one. You every year, there's a certain Christmas song you always ask for, isn't that
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes, every turn, Chris. Come on, ring those bells.
We'll have to get that one for you here. All right, thank you. This morning on WWIB. Another song or two. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm sorry.
Withy.
From what's your first name?
Al.
Al and Withy. All right, Al, what do you think?
I heard a lot about this on the radio and that, but I'm thinking it might be to pay all your bills at the end of the month.
Okay, 40% of us struggling to pay bills each month.
Good guess.
Is that what we're looking for?
It's not it. One more.
Thank you to Keith, who says Willard is down in the Greenwood area. So apparently I pointed the wrong direction here in the studio. Thank you, Keith.
All right.
Keith knows. He's like, no, Caleb doesn't know where it is.
If you're heading off toward Willard based on Caleb waving
his left hand. Yeah, don't use the Caleb GPS.
Now, last guess here this morning until we move to after 8:45. What do you think? 40%. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sarah from Fall Creek.
All right, Sarah.
And I'm thinking it's getting enough sleep at night.
Mm. Is it getting enough sleep at night?
We had a guess of getting up, but is it getting enough sleep? Or
your
even
proper amount of sleep
has been guessed, but getting enough sleep, that's not it either. So,
but my goodness, we heard from a lot of places. This is fantastic. We're going to try this again later on this hour. I think we also have that drawing for the 12 days of bundles, but we'll see if we can give you a few more chances to guess at this.
Very good. All right, Peter Ide. A former MC at Life Fest in Oshkosh. And we'll see if we can discover the right answer to our so far stumping Tuesday trivia question.
We're going to give this another shot here, 715-723-2555. It has been so fun hearing from all over Wib Land, Western and Central Wisconsin. So far, 715-723-2555. Again, we're giving you a free shirt. Christian clothing created for conversation. The website is C4gear.com. created by our friends James Allen Hall and his wonderful wife Whitney Hall. So again, Christian clothing designed to spark conversations about things that matter, giving you a chance for a free shirt with free shipping if you win. 715-723-2555. Our question, about 4 in 10 of us struggle to do this. About 40% of us struggle to do what? 715-723-2555. Quickly, through the incorrect answers, it's not eat breakfast, not struggling to get up in the morning, it's not flossing, falling asleep, wrapping a Christmas present well, it's not losing weight, returning phone calls or emails, getting up off the floor, drinking enough water, shoveling your sidewalks, drowsiness while driving, it's not clipping your toenails, not struggling to pay bills, not struggling to get enough sleep, maybe the required or recommended amount. It's none of those. What could it be?
All right, tell us at 723-2555. We've got a caller waiting. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sarah from Fall Creek again. And hi. So I'm saying parallel parking.
Parallel parking. Man, the stories I could tell.
You know, at least 40% of us probably do, but is that what we're looking for? No, that's the song I'm waiting on. No, that's not what we're looking for. Right. So, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Call back 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Micah from Conroe. And my guess is it putting up your Christmas tree?
Putting up your Christmas tree.
How old are you, Monica?
It's Micah.
How old are you, Micah?
Six.
Micah is six. Micah, it's great to hear from Conrath. Is putting up your Christmas tree the answer we are looking for? Do 40% of us struggle to put up our Christmas tree?
It's not the answer we're looking for.
But thank you, Micah. Good to hear from you. Call us back, friend. 715-723-2555.
A great Christmas name, Micah. Think of some scripture from Micah tying in with the prophecy of the Savior. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess. Just struggle each month to make ends meet?
Well, see, I think we've kind of had that guess because we had a guess from Withy saying struggling to pay your bills each month. So I think we'll give you a bonus guess here, Sherry. Right. I think those are in the same vein there.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to say go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm. All right. Struggle to go grocery shopping. About 40% of us struggle to do this. No. Grocery shopping, it's not. No. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard again.
Hey, Paul.
Now we know where Willard is. So, yeah. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, we are between Greenwood and Fenwood. It's about 10 miles southeast of Greenwood. So, I'm guessing remembering special occasions.
Oh, like birthdays, anniversaries.
Right. Birthdays, anniversaries.
Do 40% of us struggle?
Guys don't have a good reputation for that. Is that it? That's not what we're looking for.
Great guess, though. Thank you for calling in again.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Carrie, and I'm sort of on the road by Shatek.
All right, Carrie, what do you think?
Well, I know someone guessed lose weight, but I'm just going to say exercise.
Yeah.
Do 40% of us struggle to exercise or get enough exercise? Is that it?
Yes.
That's not it, sorry.
It's not, but again, it's very possible that it could be 40% or more.
I was thanking God just for the activity I've got to make the coffee for some of the other staff members and go to the studio. Caleb, you see it. I get exercise going in.
It's cardio, sure.
Yeah, all right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sarah from Fall Creek again.
All right, Sarah, you're determined today.
I guess. I guess I've got lots of guesses. So I'm going to stay with the health kick a little bit from some other people, and I'm going to say not getting enough veggies.
Not getting enough fruits and veggies. Man, everything could go back to Livia because I eat a lot of lean meats, right? Drink a lot of water, and eat a lot of vegetables. Do 40% of us struggle to get enough vegetables in our diet?
Not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Sarah.
Couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Cumberland.
Cumberland. We haven't heard from the Island City yet.
No, you have not. I was just going to say, remembering just to give it to God.
Sure. Do 40% of us neglect to remember to just give things to the Lord and leave it in his hands?
All right. And sorry, that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Jeff.
I just like that answer. Not what we're looking for, because it could be 40% or more. Two more guesses. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Paula.
All right, Paula. What do you think?
Start a conversation.
40% of us struggle with starting a conversation.
Not what we're looking for.
We're looking for one last guess this morning. Are we going to get a winner before we go to Win It Wednesday? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Jerome from Lublin.
All right, Jerome.
Did anybody guess whistle?
I missed that.
Guess what?
Did anybody guess whistle?
Whistle. Do 40% of us struggle to whistle?
Could that be it?
Is that it? Jerome from Lublin?
No.
It is not, but Lublin gets added to our list of all the different places that we have heard from this morning from multiple counties. Thank you so much. We'll try this again. And speaking of trying again, if I may, Halvo.
Yeah.
My teenager is up.
Yeah.
I just heard from her grandma. My teenager is up. So about an hour ago, I gave a shout out to my daughter, Lily, turning 13. Neglected to realize that, you know what, when it's your birthday and when you're 13, you probably don't want to get up at 7:30 in the morning. So... happy birthday to my teenager, Lily. I love you so much. And again, I love your artistry, your creativity, your kindness, your compassion, and just love who you are turning out to be as you follow the Savior. So happy birthday to my wonderful daughter.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Lily.